News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, €3.5 billion, that's how much Fianna Fáil spending calls in 2018 amounted to, according to Fine Gael. To discuss this, we are joined by Peter Burke, Fine Gael TD, and Thomas Byrne, Fianna Fáil education spokesperson. Peter, you've done the research on this. What is your beef with Fianna Fáil?
Well, first of all, this is a minimum conservative estimate in terms of spending calls that Fianna Fáil have made through private members' motions in the Dáil, through press demands from the front bench, and their support of private members' motions for other parties. And my critical point here is that it's the duty of responsible politicians to call out scratch card economics. We see here a demand being placed upon the state, which it is unable to meet. Fianna Fáil is consistently raising the expectations of people in society, and the state is unable to meet those. So I think a responsible politician has to call this out. We have to ensure fiscal prudence, and obviously to ensure that our economy keeps delivering in a sustainable manner to
okay.
our citizens.
All right, Thomas Byrne, scratch card economics, you're raising expectations that cannot possibly be met.
Well, forgive me if I thought that Fine Gael were concentrating only on Brexit in the next number of months, as we are in Fianna Fáil, and as we have shown leadership actually to ensure that the country can be fully focused on Brexit. And I would actually call on Fine Gael to do what we're doing and simply to focus on this, what is now an international and national crisis for Ireland at the moment. And it's quite extraordinary that they have time to do this. First of all, I don't know where Peter got his figures from. I don't see Dáil questions in relation to it. So I don't know. I think literally he's made this up. And by the way, Fine Gael do this time every year, where they try and call us out for this type of thing. And it's quite ironic when you look at an overspend of 654 in health. You look at a massive overspend in the children's hospital. You look at provisions for teachers' pensions not been properly calculated at all, costing us hundreds of millions.
Okay, Peter Burke, Thomas Byrne, effectively saying you're making up these figures.
No, it's very clear. This is a 17-page document. I've detailed where all the figures have come from. They've come from private members' motions put forward by Fianna Fáil. Examples of this can be seen whereby they call for specifically $163 million extra to be put into our road network, specifically for pension entitlements for CE supervisors, which will cost a one-off payment of $318 million. And I think it's very important that with the backdrop of Brexit, with the material uncertainties that hang across our economy, that this type of practice should be called out. And we saw in the last decade, from 1998 to 2008, of the Fianna Fáil government, the increased current expenditure by 11% per annum. So a leopard does not change its spots easily. I think it's up to Fianna Fáil now to be fiscally prudent in the new year to ensure that proposals put forward are able to be absorbed by the state and do not put our economy at risk.
Okay, Thomas Byrne.
Look, let's be honest. I mean, Fine Gael have spent an extra $2.5 billion on housing since 2014. Homelessness for adults up 112%. Outrageously, homelessness for children up 335%. I mean, putting together a 17-page document in relation to allegations of overspending by Fianna Fáil is absolutely outrageous. I mean, when you think of one,
why is it outrageous? I mean, all the figures seem to stack up.
He hasn't said where he got the figures. I mean, this is research that he said he's done. I don't believe he said that the Department of Finance has given him the figures. But let's be honest, Shane. When I consistently raised the issue of unequal pay for teachers, this was one of Peter Burke's figures before. The teacher criticised me personally in the Dáil for campaigning so hard on this, and yet Fine Gael did go and do a deal with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions in relation to this, and did give teachers the new teachers an increase in pay. That has happened. Now, it hasn't, not entirely to their satisfaction, but it has cost a substantial amount of extra money, and it had to happen. But, you know, they were criticising us for a long time and then adopted our policy.
Okay. Peter Burke, you're criticising Fianna Fáil for making $3.5 billion in promises and spending. Should the Taoiseach promise $3 billion in tax cuts when he got up at the Ardèche recently? What's good for the goose is good for the gander, surely.
No, what the Taoiseach promised was an increase in our standard rate cut-off band, which was to be done over five budgets.
£3 billion, though.
The cost of that, over five budgets, per budget, was in the region of $600 million. Which have been significantly larger than that in each budget. We know between $2 and $3 billion. So the Taoiseach is saying that hard-working families deserve a tax cut. And he is not proposing to reduce the income tax yield, which has increased by $1.2 billion this year, because we have rising employment at the moment, people are working longer hours, and we have modest increase in wages. And we don't want to see those modest increase in wages being lost through the burden of taxation. So that is a very prudent move because it's put over five budgets. It's not a major call on our economics.
Yeah, but they're rolling costs. They're rolling costs, Peter. They don't just disappear after year one.
I know that, and that's why we don't have any indexation of our tax bands in this country. Wages are increasing very modestly, significantly below the increase in the growth of our economy. And the point I'm making very clearly, the number of people employed in our country is increasing, our tax rate is increasing, and this does not...
Thomas Byrne, last word to you.
Look, it's obviously hypocritical when they're calling for $3 billion in tax cuts to criticise us for trying to invest in public services. But you look at one...
This is in one budget you are calling for $3.5 billion.
Peter, that's absolutely not correct, and you know that. But look, let's look at the Rainy Day Fund, the Fianna Fáil Rainy Day Fund. The Taoiseach himself, in his leadership election, campaigned not to have this Rainy Day Fund to protect us. Now, because Fianna Fáil forced it through the confidence supply agreement, it's in place, not as much money as we'd hoped to have, but it's really, really important for the fiscal security and safety of the country that we have this fund in place. That is something that Fianna Fáil has insisted on.
That's not correct. It was in our manifesto for the last general election, a rainy day fund.
Your Taoiseach campaigned against it in his leadership election.